and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning to you on a Wednesday, 849, partly to mostly cloudy and 64 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined again by Mr. Greg Jordan, Director of the Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
You know, I'm much better than I was, so progress.
So you battled a little illness, huh?
I had pneumonia.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. So, you know, but I'm on the mend, so everything's looking up.
Well, that's good. So good to hear your voice. Good to have you back on with us here, Greg, because you have a lot going on at the History Center. I know we had Casey Woods on earlier this morning from Emporia Main Street talking about the quilt blocks, which you are heavily involved with.
We are, in fact, heavily involved with, with the quilt blocks. As you will notice, as you travel downtown, there are quilt blocks appearing everywhere. There happen to be three of them on the History Center building, two in the front and one in the back. These are Rose Kretzinger quilts, a famous local Emporia quilt. And so we, through a grant with the Kansas Arts Commission and Emporia Main Street, Cofield Science, and the Kretzinger family, are all involved in displaying these lovely, beautiful quilts in downtown Emporia. We'll also have one on the Howe House barn. So, beautiful work. When you get a chance, come by, check it out.
We've got a lot of things happening this weekend, as usual, Greg. And the Howe House, or the way it sounds, is one of those activities is going to be at the Howe House here this weekend.
Yeah, so our vintage baseball team, these are 1870s baseball rules team. We will have our last game of the season down at the Howe House property. We are looking for people that would like to come and join in and participate. And so this will be an opportunity for you to try out these 1870 rules baseball, see if you like it, and then perhaps join the team for next year. So it should be a lot of fun. That's this Saturday, October 16th, 1 o'clock, down at the Howe House. The Howe House is 315 East Logan Avenue. So come on down, bring your enthusiasm in a lawn chair, and have a good time.
All right, enthusiasm and a lawn chair, and you will be taken care of.
Lots of huzzas.
You will be taken care of. 1 o'clock, Howe House, 315 East Logan, this Saturday. Could be a lot of fun.
All right, Greg. Let's see. Lyon County History Center, you're teaming up with the Emporia Public Library, it looks like.
Yes, we, along with the Emporia Public Library, are going to be presenting a genealogy workshop. That's on Saturday, October 23rd. At 1 o'clock here at the History Center. So if you are have been curious about your family history and you want to learn the techniques involved in diving into to all that, come on down to the History Center here at 1 o'clock on Saturday, October 23rd, and us in the public library will teach you everything you need to know.
Also sounds, too, like we mentioned here, Plum Place has got an investigation taking place here a little bit later this month. You have an investigation through Flint Hills Paranormal coming up next month.
Yes, we do. So on Saturday, November 6th, 7 o'clock here at the History Center, the Flint Hills Paranormal Investigation Team will be doing a run-through of the building of our Lyon County History Center. Now, I will tell you, after being occupying the building now for a matter of years, a number of years, that there are some things happening here. We have seen things, we have heard things, we have witnessed things. So I'm going to come down on Saturday, November 6th, and figure out what's all this activity, all this paranormal stuff.
I would assume that after relaying this information, like I assure you have, to the Flint Hills Paranormal Investigation Team, that they would be excited about the prospect of investigating,
They are quite excited about what they may find. Tickets for this event, by the way, go on sale this Friday here at the History Center. The tickets are $10 per person. Space is limited, and you have to be over 18. But, yes, we have. We'll be sitting here in our office. Our office is here on the mezzanine, and we will hear noise like something, a ball, for instance, marble, hitting the floor above us and rolling across the floor. There's nobody up there, and yet that noise is as distinct as it can be. So We want to find out what the heck's going on.
I would want to know, too.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like it's been friendly, though, right? I mean,
it's been friendly. Nothing evil in the inclination, but you never know. So, there has been a story of a gentleman who apparently sold shoes here when this was Montgomery Ward's. A little short, fat guy, not to be confused with Greg, but a little short, fat guy wandering around with boxes of shoes. More than three people have seen this gentleman wandering about. So, I don't know. We need the investigation to find out what the heck's going on.
All right. So that event is Saturday, November 6th at 7 p.m. Cost is $10. Get to your space. What, tickets go on sale Friday, you said?
Tickets go on sale Friday here at the History Center. So, come by and get your tickets so you can participate.
All right, boy. And you're moving on into November fast and furious because the Veterans Day Parade's November 11th, and will the History Center be open for viewing?
The History Center will be open. We'll have the second and third floor available for people to witness the parade from the confines and the comfort of the Lyon County History Center. We didn't do it last year because of COVID. This year, we're going to have the parade, make sure everybody's spaced out, and to be as safe as possible. But, that's Veterans Day, November 11th. And so, that'll be a fun time. It's a great viewing area, our second and third floor. So if you want to watch the parade, come on in.
Greg, I got to ask, too, it's not on our list, but you'd mentioned here earlier about that Humanities Kansas grant that came into you. How big of a deal is that for you as you move forward?
That is a big deal because it's money that we can use for operational expenses, and so salaries or utilities or insurance or whatever. So this is through the federal government passed this legislation to help with COVID-related expenses. It went to the National Endowment for the Humanities, which then dispersed it to each individual state humanities. So Humanities Kansas picked that up and ran with it. And we were fortunate enough to be a participant in that. And so we got $7,000, and that will help us get through the end of the year. And hopefully next year will be a more normal, whatever normal is anymore, but hopefully next year will be a more normal year, and we can return to a more normal operating situation.
All right. Well, things are moving. So any COVID mitigation strategies still in play, Greg, at the History Center?
We just encourage people to wear masks, and to we have hand sanitizer stations all throughout the building. So keep your hands clean, keep your mask on, and enjoy your day here at the History Center.
Greg, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. A lot going on there.
Again, yes.
Good to see.
Boy, the weather's going to be outstanding for that vintage baseball game Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
Holy cow. That's like World Series weather.
There you go. 8:57, partly cloudy, 64 degrees. Good morning.
Break out of your dinner rut with Gourmet to Go Catering. Enter to win a delicious take-and-bake meal. Today,